Welcome to the New Reality Show, where you can call in live for laser coaching and engage in Q&A with Drs. Art Emmerich and Christina Winzi. Discover how to master the power of your mind, body, and spiritual energies. Get empowered to create your new reality for more happiness, well-being, and success.
All right. Well, happy Friday, Dr. Art.
Yes, and you too. And welcome to all our national and international visitors. We're so happy to be with you again.
How exciting. Every Friday is exciting, and we thank you for joining us. We're so happy to be doing this show and being able to help people on the air and just provide information that helps them change their lives. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. It is.
And, so...
Moving on from NLP last week now to hypnosis, which is a first cousin of NLP.
That's right. Tonight we're going to learn how to self-hypnose.
Yes. Absolutely.
If that's a word, self-hypnose.
Now it is.
Okay. Well, I think for our new viewers, we'll just say who we are and why we're doing the show as we always do. So I'm Dr. Christina Winzi, and I have been helping people for many, many years. Between Art and I, we have probably close to 100 years of the helping professions. And we saw the stress in the world that was going on with, it's obvious and a lot of people struggling. And we wanted to find a way to help more people. And we thought this show would be just perfect because we can disseminate a lot of information. We can share, resources and things that people need. So, So introduce yourself, Dr. Art.
Art Emmerich, I have been a student of human behavior probably for 70 years and actually certifiable for 40 in NLP and hypnosis, both neuro-linguistic programming and hypnosis, and certified in a number of different professional societies, do a lot of national, international presentations, and love my work. Just great.
Absolutely. And he's top notch. He's absolutely top notch. I can vouch for that. So, great. And I want to thank our sponsors. We have several people who are kind enough to help us fund the show. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to sponsor the show after you listen to it, if you think it's of value, then you can go to our show page. And there are many different choices, starting at as low as $2.99 a month. So if you choose to do that, we are very grateful for you helping us keep the lights on.
And we'd love to hear from you on the show. And if you're a little bit nervous about what the topic is you want to talk about, you can always say calling for a friend. You know, you don't have to admit that this is even you.
There you are. Are we dating ourselves if we say it's like calling Dr. Fraser Crane?
Oh, I hope not. Yeah, that's true. It is.
I think there's a whole group of generations that don't know about Dr. Fraser Crane.
They really need to go back and check it out.
Yes, it's one of the funniest shows. Anyway, you usually have a tip of the week, Dr. Art. So I want to hear what it is this week.
I do. It's a little bit of a challenge this week. I'm going to ask you to do something for the rest of your life, to remember something. My question is, where do you think meaning is? And the answer, it's a trick question. The answer is, It's right in here. There is no meaning out there. There are events that happen. There are facts. There are things like that that occur, but they have no meaning until you give it a meaning. And in fact, part of the work we do is to help you reframe the meaning from one that causes you a lot of anxiety to one that does not cause you anxiety. It's a way of changing the meaning. The event stays the same, but it means something different. So please remember, if you think something means something, remember you put it there. It's not in the event at all.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And it's so true. You know, when people are together and someone says something and a person reacts based on the words that were stated, they have given those words a certain meaning. That is associated with a feeling. So for some people, you could say, gee, that dress is interesting looking, and they'll feel insulted because interesting is not a complimentary word. But other people, like you and me, you know, we love interesting. So if somebody said to me, that's a really interesting dress, I'd say, thank you. That feels good, you know? Yeah. So, yeah. So
just remember, it's all in your head.
Absolutely.
All, what you say, what it means, exactly what you think it means. Proven otherwise.
And that's where reframing comes in, where you can actually say, you know, this is how I was looking at it, and now I'm going to look at it a different way. And that's very powerful too.
One of the examples they give in class is a woman who drove her family away from her, and they abandoned her because she was so persnickety about, they had shag carpet in the house. You probably know how old the house is from that, but she would spend hours and hours and hours raking the shag carpet so that all of the nap went in a certain direction. And, you know, and her kids and her husband would come home and they'd trample on the carpet and she'd look at it. Now you've messed up my carpet and I got to go do it all over again. You know, and they got so tired of hearing that they couldn't go anywhere in the house because she would crab at them about messing up her carpet. So they got her to go to a wonderful hypnotherapist. Wasn't me, but it was. And so using reframing, this hypnotherapist said, well, instead of those footprints meaning you messed up my carpet, that means you have a loving family around you all the time. And she said, oh, I never thought of it that way. And it took the trample carpet suddenly changed meaning. Instead of meaning you messed up my work, it meant, oh, my family's around me and they're making tracks in my house that I can see that they were here. And so,
gosh, that's so powerful. Powerful. Hey, I want to just say before we get deep into self-hypnosis that if you would like to call in and get some help right on the show, that's what this is all about. So we have two phone numbers. If you're in the U.S., you can call toll free 888-627-6008. If you are outside the U.S., please dial direct 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. So we hope you'll call in. We're here to laser coach you. We're here to help you reframe, like we just talked about. We're here to help you with self-hypnosis or really any topic, any challenge you're having. It doesn't have to be about the topic we're talking about. But the reason we're bringing these topics is because these are the ways that we have helped so many people over the course of time. So my first question, Dr. Art, is what is self-hypnosis?
Okay. Let's go a very practical explanation. I hope that will be easy to understand. Hypnosis is a process of changing your mental state. Trance is the state that you go into. So that's step one. So self-hypnosis is a process that you do yourself. You don't need a practitioner to help you do that at all. You do it yourself. Now, to understand what we're talking about, please remember that you have at least two minds, a conscious mind and an unconscious mind. What hypnosis represents is a gradual movement into your unconscious mind and a fading out of your conscious mind. So if you would, just take your four fingers and hold them up, the two middle ones together, and the other, this is not the way Spock would do it, but it's kind of like It's exactly the opposite of Spock now. So up here, this represents consciousness. This is daily waking state, the way you are all day long, every day. Down here at the bottom, your pinky, asleep. The interesting thing that we work with is these two middle ones. Those are the hypnotic states. This is alpha, this is theta. One's light hypnosis, one's deep hypnosis. So light trance or deep trance. So you're not awake, you're not asleep either, you're in between. Now, normally these are pass-through states. So when you say, I'm going to sleep now, you're really saying I'm going beta wave, daily waking, to alpha, to theta, and then finally to delta sleep. And when you wake up, you're going from delta to theta to alpha and back to beta again. You wake. Some people do that really fast. Some people do it very slow. Some people go to sleep fast, wake up slow, go to sleep slow, wake up fast. It's all however you do it. It's fine. So these two middle ones, this represents full consciousness. You're awake. Alpha, your conscious mind's starting to fade a little bit, and what you feel is relaxed. As you go deeper into that relaxation, the conscious mind is really fading out now. And if you heard the phone ring, you'd hear it, but you wouldn't be inclined. You'd say, that's going to voicemail. I don't want to move here. And then when you go to sleep, you might not even hear it at all. So it's just kind of air. Now, interesting thing about these two middle ones, people ask a whole lot about, well, what's the difference between that and concentration or meditation or something? Absolutely no difference from the standpoint of the state that you're in. What's different is, what do you do when you're there? Because normally we don't stay in these two middle ones. We just go as fast as we can, and we come back up through as fast as we can. What we're asking a person in self-hypnosis is leave waking, get into these two middle ones, and just bounce around in there. And don't wake up all the way, and don't go to sleep. Just have fun in there. And magic happens in those two middle ones, because you are released from the requirements that your conscious mind places on you.
Absolutely.
A little bit of an idea about how that works.
Yeah, so self-hypnosis is the art, if I may use your name, is the art of teaching yourself how to get into those lower frequency states, so that you are deeply relaxed and receptive to the positive input that you want to make.
Right.
Okay, so it is similar to concentration. However, as you said, it's what you do when you get there. Well, one might ask, okay, if I'm studying for an exam or something, then does that mean that I'm sort of in a hypnotic state if I'm very focused and concentrating and calm, and I've kind of calmed my mind to a more of an alpha state, that this finger, you know, is that self-hypnosis?
It is. So we're practicing a lot of these things. We don't give them the names that that they maybe deserve or that they can use, but we use them all the time. And the difference between that and meditation, for example, I have a list here. There are at least five different kinds of meditation that a person can do. One of them is called concentration. That's where you're just really lost in a subject. You're in it so deep that somebody could call your name and you probably wouldn't even hear them. You'd just be inside this subject matter, whatever it is that you're looking at. Another one is reflective. This is where you are to choose a topic that you want to reflect on and just kind of consider that topic, whatever it is, and allow whatever comes into your mind to just come in, and you don't identify with it. You don't connect with it. You just watch it and say, oh, there's a thought. Oh, there's another thought. Oh, there's a feeling. There's a different feeling. And you're just reflecting on it. There's a creative meditation where you are asking yourself to come up with a very interesting, useful, new idea that you'd never even thought of before. the unconscious is capable of doing that, is freed up from all the restrictions that our conscious mind has. There is a heart-centered, where you are awakening your compassion for somebody or some issue, and you want to really just consider all aspects of that, and you just roll it over and over in your mind and look at it from this direction and that direction and all. And one of the most interesting to me is called mindful meditation, where you are observing yourself, your thoughts, your feelings, your ideas, and you're not allowing any of them to capture your undivided attention and following it on to some next step, next step, next step. You're just, it's like a rock in a stream. And all these thoughts and feelings and stuff are just coming down the stream, and they hit this big rock, and they, you feel it, you notice it, it's there, but then they go around and they flow on down the stream, and you don't try to chase them. You don't dam up the stream and hold on to them. You just let them all go. And this is becoming comfortable being in the precious present moment. You're always in the present. And it's very challenging thing to do.
It
sounds easy, but it takes some practice. It is doable, and it pays off wonderful benefits when you learn to do that. And your unconscious mind is always present, because it beats your heart, it breathes for you, it blinks your eyes, you know, it runs all these systems in the background: endocrine system, reproductive system, circulatory, respiratory, digestive, all these, immune system. And so it has to be always in the present moment. 70 trillion cells it's having a conversation with every second. The conscious mind, however, can just, it's like a bucking bronco. It wants to go in the past and then come back and go in the future and then come back in the past and go back in the future again. And so teaching it to calm down, get in the present, and just stay there. You're just looking at what's going on inside your head. And it's a wonderful, freeing experience when you learn how to do that.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you because I want to do a station break and just say you are listening to the New Reality Show with Dr. Art Emmerich and Dr. Christina Winsey. And we are here to help people to who want to call in right on the air or just listen to different topics where we can help you with anxiety, stress, PTSD, all kinds of things, ways to change your thinking, ways to access the best inside of you. If you would like to call in and talk to us, we do laser coaching right here on the air, or we can help you with a challenge. And the phone numbers, if you're in the U.S., is toll free, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. If you are outside the U.S., it's 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. And again, if you're outside the U.S., you probably have to start with one. So that is the, I just want people to know that have maybe tuned in late as to how they can access us and what they're listening to.
And if so, they want to call in and be on the air, that's a different number.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And I, you know, I think knowing the different ways of meditating is important. And one might say the last one particularly is mindfulness, as Jon Kabat-Zinn teaches. Easier said than done, because what happens quite often is, goes back to your whole thing about giving things meaning, where, you know, a thought will come in and the trick is not to react to it. But if you have a meaning attached to that thought, it's very difficult to let it go. And all of a sudden the reaction happens. So
that's why this it's so important to remember that you're putting the meaning, and you don't have to do that. You can just see an event and it's just an event. It doesn't mean anything. It's just, you're just watching it.
Well, and again, Dr. Art, easier said than done, which is why we also have emotional freedom technique, which we had on show number 2. And I just want to tell people that if you would like some freebies on something called emotional freedom technique, it can help you to detach from those triggers and the emotional upsets that you have. And we have some free videos as well as the whole manual. If you write us at our email, which is contactnrshow@gmail.com, we will get you set up with those for free. Again, that's contactnr for new reality, nrshow@gmail.com. We'll give you the free EFT. And Dr. Art will also have a handout later today on self-hypnosis. So hold on to that email. Meanwhile, Dr. Art, so as we talked about, it takes practice to get to self-hypnosis. And a lot of people would say, you know, I'm going to play the devil's advocate. And a lot of people would say, there's just too much happening. I've just got so many people clamoring at me and such a huge to-do list. And there's, you know, then there's the COVID and there's this and there's that. And all this stuff is happening. How the heck do you expect me to calm down and get to an alpha state, that quiet state? And so this is where techniques are very important, ways to calm down. So in Silva Mind Control, for instance, I took that when I was 18 and I've been practicing it ever since. And it is a form of self-hypnosis. And in mind control, what they teach you is simply to take deep breaths with your three fingers together and imagine the number 3, then another deep breath, imagine the number 2, and then another deep breath, imagine the number 1, and then to tell yourself, I am now at a deeper level of mind. And it's self-suggestion, and it gives your mind something to do to get to that level of mind. And when I started practicing it, I would sit there and I'd go, well, how do I know if I'm there? You know, what? I'm still conscious. So maybe you can share with people the best way for them to get to that place where they're actually able to be in that calm alpha state.
Well, of course, it takes intention. You have to intend to do this. And the best thing that I know is a book by a Harvard professor, Dr. Herbert Benson, called The Relaxation Response. Hmm. And he discovered that out of all these different meditation programs that are available, that he was looking for, what are the common threads in all of those? And it seems that he came up with some of them, and they're kind of disappointingly obvious and simple. First, you have to set some time aside where you're not going to be interrupted. Turn off your phone, turn off your computer, turn off the TV and the radio and all that. So that's the first thing, is remove distracting elements that you can. The second one is find a place that you won't be interrupted for however long you intend to meditate. And it could be as little as 10 or 15 minutes. I mean, you don't have to spend half a day meditating. You can do it brief. In fact, probably more frequent, shorter ones are better, because that's the learning, that's the repetition, the practice that helps you learn how to do it. The next thing is to get into a position that is comfortable for you, that you don't have to exert any effort. You're not propped up on your elbow or something like that. And you're not lying down, because you'll go to sleep if you get good at this. You'll just drop right on through into delta sleep. So you have to be sitting up, ideally, in a chair of some kind that's very comfortable, that you can just lean your head back and maybe have your feet up and not really need to move for however long you intend to meditate. And then we'll talk about some specific practices. Once you do those things, you, as you mentioned, Dr. Chris, you may still have your mind just chattering away about the bank account and your job and COVID and your family and work and all these things. So it may take a little bit of a while for all of that monkey brain chatter, we call it, to die down and allow you to just have some peace and quiet. And so It is a commitment that you make to say, I'm going to keep doing this every day. I'm going to get better and better at it every day that I do it. And it's probably not going to, I'm not going to be an expert the first time, but it's going to happen magically. Although some people have a fantastic breakthrough pretty early on, and they really realize that, boy, I know that I was not in my alpha waking state. Alpha waking state is characterized by the hertz cycles per second that your brain is operating, and it's anywhere from 13 to 25 hertz. Now, that may not
Are you talking about beta, or are you talking about alpha?
I'm talking about your beta wave, your waking state.
That's, yeah, the beta wave.
Yeah. That's 13 to 25. And if it doesn't sound fast, try to do something 13 times in 1 second. Just, you know, it's just really ripping along. And it will have, that's the frequency of it. It will have a certain intensity to it too. You can have the volume way up on that, or you can have the volume down, but it's still operating at that speed. As you drop into alpha, you're going down to 9 to 12 hertz. And as you drop into theta, you're 5 to 8 hertz. And then when you go to sleep, you're 0.5 to 4 hertz. So one of the things that we can actually see on an electroencephalograph is the brain actually starts slowing down. And you can actually see that someone is moving into a meditative state. But for our purposes, you can also feel it. You don't have to have a lot of electronic equipment to tell you that it's happening. You can actually feel it.
Absolutely. And I'd like to point something out here, Dr. Art, because you talked about it takes dedication to practice this. And I want to give people some understanding of the plasticity of the brain.
Yes.
And it's really important to keep this in mind, that if you have a habit of being constantly in anxiety and stress, it is a habit. It is the meaning you give to things, how you react to things, the fact that you are in a knee-jerk reaction up to life, that everything feels like it's stressful. You may not be there. You may just be someone who really wants to learn how to calm down and self-hypnotize yourself. Mm-hmm. When we have habits of keeping a monkey brain going, whether it's the spectrum that I talked about where you're always in anxiety, or whether you're just this very busy human being, you have certain what are called neural nets. And if you think of each of my fingers as if they are neurons in your brain, anything that you do or think on a regular basis, over and over again, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, it's like the neurons that fire together, wire together, as Dr. Joe Dispenza says. Mm-hmm. And when they wire together, they create what's called a neural net. So this happens when you continually say, I'm depressed, and you go into a state of depression by a bunch of chemicals in your brain, and your neurons know how to be depressed. Mm-hmm. And I'm not minimizing that sadness and depression exist. I'm trying to explain that you actually can help yourself to change the neural nets in your brain. And so when you practice self-hypnosis, and when you practice anything, whether it's driving a car or riding a bike or being happier with happier thoughts, you begin to break the neural nets apart. So if, let's say there's a neural net over here that is very sparse, but it's all about happiness, or it's about a different way of thinking, then all of a sudden in this neural net, this neuron says, hey, I'm going to think over here, and I'm going to connect over here with this other neural net. And now you've got another neuron hooking into that. And the more you practice, the more you create a new neural net. And so liken it to when you, like I said, learning to ride a bike, learning to drive, learning to play an instrument. your neurons actually grow and connect to help you get to the point where you don't even have to think about it. You're playing the piano. You don't even have to think about it. You don't know how you got from place A to place Z driving, because your subconscious mind took it over and your neural nets became very facilitated or habitual. Mm-hmm. So that's what's really important about learning self-hypnosis. Takes some patience and some repetition. And you're right, some people have it really easy, but you know, even after all these years, there are many times, because the world is so challenging right now, there are many times when I sit down to meditate and it takes me a good 5-10 minutes before I get to that state of really, I can feel the shift. And then when you feel that shift, you don't want to leave it. And your monkey brain may actually try and insert a thought that gets you to leave it. And then you have to kind of, no, let's go back. No, let's go back. And so it is a practice.
Yeah, it really is. And
yeah.
And that installation of new neural networks is really what you and I, Dr. Chris, are all about, is either overlaying a neural net that is producing unwanted results, or installing a brand new neural net to produce a result that we may not have ever gotten, but we would like to get. And so the whole thing of we use the word often repetition. The other word in athletics, for example, is practice. It's the same thing. You're transferring information into your muscles, that muscle memory. And there's also muscle memory in your mind. You have to create that and make it a pattern. But the first time you do it, it's not a pattern yet, you know.
Right.
We say that it takes at least three times to make a pattern out of something. And we hope that if you are serious about self-hypnosis, that you'll practice much more than three times, that you really and
right.
become a master of it. It's
possible. Well, which, yeah, I don't mean to interrupt you, but which brings me to the other point that we wanted to talk about, which is mm-hmm. what can you achieve with self-hypnosis? You know, when someone has a motivation to practice, it's mm-hmm. because they want to achieve something with it. So what kinds of things have you seen people achieve with self-hypnosis?
I have golfers that use self-hypnosis a lot. And what they do frequently will be, let's say they have difficulty putting. They get nervous about putting and they miss short putts and they get upset with themselves about it. No, they don't know how to read a green very well and they miss longer putts that way. And so what I encourage them to do is to set a goal that uses visualization. And as you're starting self-hypnosis, you really ought to say to yourself, I want to meditate for 15 minutes. So you set a time limit. Your unconscious has an innate clock, and it always knows exactly what time it is and how long it's been since from this time to that time and everything. So you don't have to worry. You can set an alarm if you want to, but if you just say, I want to meditate for 15 minutes, and the subject that I want to meditate on is improving my short putting game, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And so then as you, and I'll show you some techniques for getting into this meditative state, but once they're there, what they would do is visualize themselves doing one short putt after another, after another, after another, and watching, hearing their club hit the ball, that click sound that it makes, when you, mm-hmm. and watching the ball as it moves along across the green, and then it drops into the cup, block, and makes this sound when it drops in, you know. And then immediately they're in another place on the green, and their ball is there, and they hit that one, and they watch it move along its path, drop in, and they hear that sound. And that's what they meditate on, is the visualization of their putts dropping into the hole. And so it's not rocket science. It's really deceptively simple. And we can work with people who really want to know, what do I meditate on if I got this issue or that issue? And we can come up with some strategies for you. But it's really choosing to use your imagination in a very creative, productive way, and repeating what it is that you want to see, to experience over and over and over and over again. So the next time you step up on the real green, you are filled with confidence. This is going in. I've seen it happen hundreds of times. Exactly. I know exactly how hard to hit. I know the direction to hit, and I'm going to watch this ball just go right down the line and drop into the hole. And it produces amazingly consistent results, improving results.
Absolutely. And I have a wonderful story that goes with this.
Oh, great.
And it may be helpful to people who have trouble visualizing, because there are people who can't quite visualize. So there's a number of things you can do. But first, I'll tell this story and then the suggestion of what you can do for visualization. But Nadia Comaneci, who was a gold medalist in the Olympics in gymnastics, I read her biography a long time ago. And at the age of two, she was running in her living room and had a box that she would jump on as if she was winning the gold medal.
Oh. Okay.
And she just pretended all the time that she was winning her gold medal. And this is what children can do. Children can pretend whatever they want. It's we adults who put these limitations of, well, that couldn't happen. Well, there's it. You know, we have to let go of the limitations. Mm-hmm. Say, yes, this can happen. So, but when I want to talk about people having trouble visualizing, this is where mind mapping comes in, where you can, not mind mapping, creating a visual with, if you go into magazines or finding pictures that represent what it is that you want, and you memorize that picture so that when you go into your alpha state, or you can even go into an alpha state with eyes open, if you're relaxing and concentrating and you kind of go into a daydream. It's like daydreaming.
It is a daydream.
And yeah. And with NLP, we know the brighter, the larger, the more colorful you make the visual, the more you feel it, and the more its intensity will help you to be there and to feel as though it's actually happening.
Yeah, and that's stronger, really the emotional response that you can produce with it, the better it is. You really
absolutely
want emotion hooked to that picture. Those two are wired together, and from then on, they fire together.
So absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool. So let's see. So, Dr. Art, how do you hypnotize yourself? I think that's a fair question. And before you answer it, let me just say, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to The New Reality Show with Dr. Art Emmerich and Dr. Christina Winsey. And we are here to help people with challenges and ways to stop stress, stop anxiety, transform their lives with all kinds of mind, body, spirit techniques and tools. We bring on various guests that have solutions as well. So we hope that you'll tune into our show frequently. And if you want to call into the show, which is the whole, we love having people call in and asking questions and getting help right on the show. We will laser coach you. And if you're in the U.S., you want to dial 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. That's toll free. If you are outside of the U.S., you want to dial 1-323-744-4831. That's 1-323-744-4831. 844-4831. So, Dr. Art, how do you hypnotize yourself?
Well,
inquiring minds want to know.
Yes, I have to meditate on that a little because I have been doing this now for so many years that sometimes it's almost an effort to remember. So how did I start? I've been hypnotized by other people hundreds of times. I've hypnotized myself thousands of times. So now all I do is get into this comfortable position and have some quiet time that's set aside and just say, I'm ready to meditate now. And I just almost immediately just right into alpha, you know, because my system knows, okay, I know what I'm supposed to do. When he says that, I'm supposed to get out of this monkey brain stuff and go down and calm down and relax, you know? And
right.
So I don't remember any particular strategies that I used other than Herbert Benson's ideas that, you know, get a place, set aside some time, get a position that you can be in for that amount of time, and then set a goal for yourself. It's four things that, and it's pretty straightforward. It's not really complicated, but what makes it complicated is your conscious mind does not like being sent off to the corner. And it wants to get back in there and say, wait a minute, let's worry about this. And so you have to learn how to deal with your own conscious mind. And it helps if you're in very good internal rapport. That means your conscious mind and your conscious mind and your unconscious understand each other. They work together and they understand conscious mind is the decider. And it's the only mind that decides. The unconscious mind is the implementer. It doesn't make any decisions at all. It's waiting for your conscious mind to say, what do you want me to do? And I'm running your body. I'm keeping track of all this stuff. What else do you want me to do? Because I got plenty of unused capacity here. So tell me what you want. But then you have to say, okay, thank you very much. Now go away and leave me alone because I'm going to take over. And the unconscious is usually not given very much time. It's squeaking in between being awake and going to sleep. You know, it has to jump in there real quick. And now we're saying, no, I want to get there and then slow it down and just stay right in that middle ground there. And that's a new experience. For some people, it creates a little bit of an anxiety the first time they do it. They say, now what am I supposed to do? You know, I'm not thinking anything. I'm not trying to accomplish anything. I'm wasting time. And blah, blah, blah. Now you're back into alpha, you know,
beta,
moving back up into beta again and pulled out of alpha. So it does take a little bit of effort, but the internal rapport is so interesting because I work with people for weight loss, for example. Great thing to use self-hypnosis for is if you want to lose weight. And so if I have clients, a lot of times they don't want to work with me because I say, the first thing I want you to do is I want you to get a full-length mirror. And I want twice a day, I want you to stand in front of that mirror, totally nude, front view, side view, back view, other side view, back to the front again. And all of those views, I want you to be able to say, not just the words, but say what they mean to you. And what you say is, I love you just the way you are. And if you can't do, and I've had clients say, well, I hate this body. It's letting me down. It's ugly and I don't like it. And it's not a friend of mine. And I say, well, if you had a friend that you said, by the way, how about loaning me $100, you know, after you've told them that, you know, they're not inclined to want to cooperate a whole lot.
No.
Make friends with yourself first. And then the next thing I want you to do, I don't use diet. I don't use scales. I don't use all the traditional things that you hear about. I just say, look, you know, the size of the clothes that you'd like to wear. and you know the shape that you'd like to see your body when you look in that mirror, you know the shape that you'd rather see that other than the one that's there now. Even though you love this one, there's one you'd prefer. So visualize that. Over and over and over. Visualize, this is what I choose to look like. Mm-hmm. And imagine yourself as already looking that way, even though, you know, your conscious mind knows. Now, that's where you got to get your conscious mind out of the way. I say, who are you trying to kid? You're not that svelte, slim thing that you're imagining. You're this other thing. And you got to say, yeah, go away and leave me alone. I'm making changes here. You're the guardian of the status quo. I'm trying to make a change. So go away and leave us alone for a while, and then and we're going to do some really good work. And that meditating on, here's my goal state, here's what it looks like, and here's what it feels like. When I get to that size and shape, here's how I will feel. Mm-hmm. Boom. Boy, it just, you marry the pictures and the feeling together over and over and over. And that's the way you get your unconscious to say, oh, okay, now I know exactly what you want. If you told me what you want, I don't understand all those complicated abstract words. Show me a picture. Let me know how it feels. And do it over and over and over so that I know you're serious, because I don't want to go after something and have next week have you say, oh, you know, I changed my mind. I don't want that. You know, your unconscious is very careful not to engage in anything that's not a really useful long-term kind of a change. And as the repetition is what tells it that you're serious and lets it know.
Absolutely. And, you know, what I do with clients often, because when I work with people on eating disorders and compulsive mm-hmm. eating, eating addictions, any kind of addiction, sometimes they can't relate to feeling free of the addiction or feeling good about their body. There's been such a history of not feeling good. So one of the things that's really important is to identify how you want to feel when you achieve your goal, and to find other times in your life that you actually felt that way that has nothing to do with the weight loss. So you can bring that feeling from the past experience into the new present. Picture.
Yeah.
And it takes a little bit of work, but when people are able to tap into the feeling state that they want to have, and they can remember a time that they actually felt that way, that has nothing to do with the weight. You have to get it out of the head that it has to do with the current situation that you can't seem to see past. You have to just go to the feeling state that you want and that you previously experienced on some level with some kind of memory, and try to bring that feeling, because we can consciously create feelings. When mm-hmm. I was probably 18 or 19, and I was taking a voice lesson. And I had broken up with my boyfriend and I was miserable. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, I'm so lonely, and how am I going to find somebody to love? And the voice teacher, who was very wise, she was really kind. And she said, I'd like you to close your eyes and I'd like you to feel the feeling of love. Can you feel the feeling of love? Mm-hmm. And I could. I was able to really, you know, whether it's loving your cat, loving your dog, loving your mother, your father, whatever it is. But at the time, I was able to feel the feeling of love, because we weren't talking about my boyfriend at the moment. I was just choosing to feel love. And she said, if you can choose the feeling of love, then you are not without love. You are, mm-hmm. you can recreate the feeling of love, even though he's not part of your experience.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's all about playing in some way with your mind and getting past this rational thinking that limits us as to what's possible. And the other thing I wanted to point out for people, because we want to keep this simple. I mean, you've given the four steps that are very simple. Sometimes just taking deep breaths and constantly letting yourself follow your breath is a very good way of getting into an alpha state. And so, as you said, you get intentional, you make the time, you find the place, you have a goal in mind, and then you start taking some deep breaths and going to that place of quiet. And you tell yourself 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And I have to say, you know, I gave up clocks a long time ago about alarm clocks. I don't need an alarm clock to wake up. I learned this a long time ago with Silva Mind Control. At night, if I have to get up at a certain time, I will tell myself before I go to sleep, when I go into an alpha state consciously before I'm ready for bed, and I say, this is all I need to do to wake up at 6 a.m. And I will imagine a clock and I'll set it. I'll put it around until it goes to 6 a.m., the long hand on the 12, the short hand on the 6. And lo and behold, I wake up at 6 a.m.
So you've got intention, you've got visualization, you've got practice. It's all the elements that we've been talking about. And I don't know how long it took you to get that clock thing working so that you didn't have to have an external one, but it's available to all of us. And I just wanted to say another thing, that one of the reasons why affirmations don't work is because people will say the words, they don't have any feeling about it. It's just, I'm going to be great. I'm going to be great. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be the best at whatever it is, or I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to, and they're just mouthing the words. They have no feeling about it all. And so it's very important that you have the visual and the feelings that go with it. And other things that people will do, and you mentioned it before, is they'll go in magazines and they'll cut out pictures and put them up. Mm-hmm. One of the things that you really need to make an effort to do when you're looking at those pictures, put yourself into the picture, because we had a guy in one of my classes, and he said, this stuff doesn't work at all, this visualization thing, because I've been visualizing myself. I want a red convertible. And I see this red convertible riding down the road, and I think, that's it. That's what I want right there, you know, get me one of those. And so this guy that I was working with said, well, that's not what you would experience if you had that car. You wouldn't watch somebody else driving it down the road. You'd be in the car driving it. Then what would you see then? And he said, well, I guess I'd just see the hood of the car. That's all. He said, that's right. That's your visualization. It's you. You see the top of the steering wheel and the hood of this car out there, and you can feel that wind blowing in your hair. And you got to put yourself in the picture, because otherwise it's just, oh, look at that lucky person over there. They got the car I want, but it's not me. So there are tricks that we play on ourselves somehow that sabotage really good intentions, got almost all the steps right, but missing one or two critical elements of it. And it doesn't work. And we complain because, oh, it didn't work, you know, so.
That's very powerful, Dr. Art. And I want to say on that note that we are in the process of creating some courses for people, which we will have available within the next few months. We're also going to be having some MP3 hypnosis files that people can download.
Right.
And we're going to have meditations. So we're working on access for people to have these tools, and they'll be available over the next couple of months. I also wanted to suggest that this week, if you're a regular listener, please practice breathing and relaxing. We are in a time of tremendous stress there's just so much going on, whether you're in the U.S. or any country. There's so much that people are up in arms. People are frightened. People are, frankly, there's a lot of divisiveness that doesn't need to be. And it is isolation. People are longing for connection. So I invite you this week to practice self-hypnosis and to connect with other people. And in this time that we're in, the more that you can access this quiet state, and like Dr. Art was talking about, allowing the thoughts to just kind of flow. I think of it like a ticker tape that mm-hmm. just goes by your mind and not reacting. You're seeing the thoughts, but you're not feeling the thoughts. And the more you can do that, and the more you cannot react to people with an opposite view to you, the more you can say, okay, I am not going to try and convince anybody of my point of view, because that's a waste of my energy. And I'm not going to get, even if I thought I could convince them, if I'm going to get angry doing it and too passionate I got to be right, you're stressing yourself out. And what we need these days is for people to have way less stress because there's so much out there. So we are just about at the end, Dr. Art, and just a reminder also to people that we appreciate our sponsors so much. Thank you so much for sponsoring us. Mm-hmm. If you would enjoyed the show, if you got value and you would like to help us keep the lights on, then we invite you to go to our show page, and there are options from $2.99 all the way up. And we would welcome your monthly support. We'll be back next week with a really great topic. We don't have it yet, but we will be posting on Facebook and headlining the show on BBS. And thank you to BBS for all that they do for us. It's a wonderful, wonderful radio station. Yeah. And Dr. Art, just thank you for all of your wisdom. And
thank you for yours also. I think we're a good team.
We are a good team. Yeah. And even though nobody called in, they're going to listen to the replay and they're going to get a lot of value. So that's what we're here for.
Yeah, really
are. So thank you, everybody. And remember, if you want the freebies, Dr. Art, you have a freebie. And I talked about the emotional freedom freebie. So if they write contact@nrshow@gmail.com.
Yeah. And I'll send some information about self-hypnosis.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, sure. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, and good night.
Good night.
Thanks for joining us. If you've enjoyed this show, please consider being a supporter. You can find that on our show page. Tune in every Friday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and find us on Facebook at facebook.com/newrealityshow for announcements of upcoming topics and exciting guest interviews. Bye for now.